My name is Angie Cat. Yes, I am Angie Cat. Tango mini car, tango mini skirt, tango maxi hug. They must have lost Chilos. People que los menos. I love Ho Chi Minh. I love Che Guevara and Luther King.
Yeah, someone in the chat just said that they're doing me a favor by listening to Angie Cat all the way through. You know, once it starts, it's kind of the beginning of my radio show. So if you turn it off, you might miss something exciting, or you might not, because I can't vouch to be exciting, but I'm trying my best. Anyway, we have some fantastically radical birthdays this week. And you know what happened this week? The attempt to destroy all civilization everywhere across the entire universe. So, but fortunately, with people like us who are artsy and crazy and eccentric and are listening to kooky music, we are going to keep that from happening. So the birthdays this week is one Mr. Roy Wood from famously from the Move and Electric Light Orchestra and all sorts of other crazy things. And he's on Facebook. And I asked him to friend me once about 8 years ago, and he accepted my friendship. And then I never heard from him again, no matter how clever my comments were. So he may not be on Facebook anymore. And Phil May, the lead singer, the Pretty Things, fantastic. Those are the people I'm going to focus on. But I have to also get to all these other birthdays. Joni Mitchell, I adore her, even though she's everywhere, every place all the time, or whatever that movie was called. Johnny Rivers, I adore. Screaming Lord Sutch, and screaming is what we need to do right now. And I also am a person who advocates friend rock. So there are birthdays of my friend Alice Bagg this week and my friend Abby Travis this week, which means you'll have to listen to some work I did with them for a moment. But first, the work you're going to have to listen to is something referring to the recent election results. I don't know who those people were who were voting. I don't know, and I can't say that. I think I know one person who voted for Trump. But I'm just going to play a little song I wrote about these sort of events, and it's live, so forgive me. It's live at Max's in 1980, and the weird thing about writing a song that's about dire predictions is that that is such a cheat out of out of prophecy, because dire things are going to happen. That's an easy prophecy to make. And the other thing is, I use Cavalier cultural appellations in this song now, mostly forbidden, advisedly so, but they're used on purpose to show division in how we relate to language, because I'm pompous.
They got the funny eyes and those hairs. They got the funny hats and those cock hats. They're fighting me in the street. Somebody just the night like the sweet. God blessed it. And there's a majestic. Do you guess it? Better see you in the world. Oh, generation. For the leader, it's what it's all happen. I'm taking on the bits. The man in chief's have got to be the norm.
Nobody gonna need.
Pretty chipper for a little live cassette from 1980. But of course, it's, you know, a dire prediction. Like I said, it's an easy one to make. Hopefully we will change all that in the coming weeks and years. So in any case, now we're going to move on to happy birthday events. Roy Wood, as I said, a member of The Move and the Electric Light Orchestra when Lance and I were teenagers in Santa Barbara. And I was very good at going down to LA and shoplifting from Tower Records with my learner's permit in my Volkswagen Bug. We had five records that we listened to over and over and over and over again. One of them was The Move's first album. One of them was Spark's first album. One was the Kinks' Village Green Preservation Society. One of them was Stooges' Raw Power. And one of them was Velvet Underground's first album. And that's how we ended up being as psychically damaged as we are today, or Lance, you know, when he's on another plane in some universe all his own. But in any case, so Roy Wood was born on November 8th, 1947. He was born in Kits Green. I've said before, I love the names of little British communities in Birmingham, UK. For years after someone undetermined filled in his name as Ulysses Adrian Wood on a press release, that was how he was known, and that was in all of his biographies that was really his name. But then it finally got figured out, and then it skips, the wiki entry just skips right to his first group in Birmingham in the 60s was the Falcons. So that's all you have in Wikipedia of his early life. But it goes on to say that he attended the Moseley College of Art, but was expelled in 1964. No explanation of that. But then he started The Move, and their first single was Night of Fear. And that seems like a wonderful single to listen to this week.
Red to gray. You know that with these things you see and hear,
So that was actually a top 10 hit in the UK, their very first single, Night of Fear. A cheery way to start off your career. And then Roy Wood wrote this song as a follow-up. It's called Disturbance. It's also appropriate to this moment. So, that is a fabulous song with a fabulous ending. So, I'm just warning the kids out there in Radioland, I'm going to play a little rock block of a few songs by Roy Wood, which he did in the movie because he's one of my very favorite songwriters before we progress to the next phase of his career. So, here comes some more of The Move.
Cast your mind back 10 years to the girl who was next to me in school. If I put my hand upon her leg, she'd hit me with a rule. Though tomorrow won't be long, we're gonna have to play it cool. You'd be fascinated by her. She could
I think he's singing shut up, shut up, shut up. But here, Roy tries to create a new dance craze, which actually did take over the UK for about 10.5 minutes.
She won't let you stroke her head, but
Okay, so Roy Wood also, besides writing songs about dinosaurs as dance crazes, he also wrote songs about clinics, and whether it's for STDs or mental uncertainty, you'll have to decide yourself.
Discovers that the papers have been tied to my bed. I am confined, owing to my state of mind. Special food for thoughts, I must be fed. The authorities have said that I'm going up my head.
Suddenly from flower skies, friends of flowers and butterflies, glorify my daily paper room. Turn from hot to very cool, though it seems incredible, I could ride a bike around the moon. Cherry blossom clinic, is there any truth in what they say? Cherry blossom clinic, lock me.
Where I lie, from the corner of my eye, callous friends just pass me by. Doctor pays a visit every day, I keep asking for my dad, they must think I'm going mad.
Lift the blankets off my face, quick before I suffocate, trying hard to meditate. Tell the people what a scene, write a letter to the queen, asking her if she can come to tea. Cherry blossom clinic, is there any truth in what they say? Cherry blossom clinic, lock me away. Up above the sun is high, like a tea tree in the sky, helicopter lands upon my bed. Phantom horses quickly pace, turning into lemonade. Suddenly feel as when I'm dead. Cherry blossom clinic, is there any truth in what they say? Cherry blossom clinic,
there's so much good music to get to that Roy Wood has given us, and I don't have the time because there's so many other birthdays. I'm going to play a few more anyway, though. And I have I actually have a whole CD I made of weird cover versions of his songs. I might play one or two of those, but he did so much good stuff himself. Anyway, here comes Blackberry Way. It's kind of a ballad, and it's kind of just very movish.
Blackberry Way. What am I supposed to do now?
So I know when the sophisticated, rarefied, luxury music listener thinks about Roy Wood, he thinks about the Blues Magoos, right? Well, they did cover one of his songs. In any case, so while Roy Wood was in the move, they stayed together. Roy started Electric Light Orchestra with Jeff Lynne, who had a fantastic songwriting career on his own. And he was in a band called The Idle Race, which I celebrate every time it's Jeff Lynne's birthday. But in any case, both the move and Electric Light Orchestra were contractually required to exist at least until 1972. So Roy Wood was in both bands for a few years. But then finally, Electric Light Orchestra got some independence, and then Roy Wood went on to form Wizard and did all sorts of crazy things, and just, you know, he was had amazing creative life, and I'll read you a little more before we get to the end of his rock block, but here's a little song by Electric Light Orchestra, and it's quite lovely, and I think if I'm playing the right button, this is about Nelly having some issues. Oh no, it's called Look at Me Now.
Someone is waiting, looking in the trees. The spirits of her is walking back to me. Look at me now, feeling emotion. Look at me now. The king of the castle brought her to her knees. Gave the salvation army girl a squeeze. Look at me now, feeling emotion. Look at me now, look at me now.
Now she's a sallow face, scattering her hair on dewy ground. Oh, I keep searching my hair.
Thank you. emotion. Look at me now. Look at me now. So cold and yet so brave. Give me some wings to take me to her grave.
Roy Wood started Wizard so that the band could include cellists, not only cellists though, but a brass section and several drummers playing at once because he wanted to make his songwriting hail a slightly different era than pop psych Beatles. And here's the result of that. So we're going to end our happy birthday celebration to Roy Wood with a sort of wistful little song. And that'll take us into a couple of songs about what happened this week. And then we'll go right into the birthday celebration of Phil May.
Thank you.
chipper. Anyway, well, it's a chipper week with our new president. In any case, I'm going to do a little break. And it's not specifically about our president, but you know, tomorrow is Veterans Day. And Veterans Day is an odd holiday for me because, of course, I was raised as a Quaker. And so we were all conscientious objectors and we didn't believe that war could solve anything. And, William Penn, who Pennsylvania is named after, and you wouldn't know it now, by the way, Pennsylvania votes. But he was a Quaker, and he said, like, if someone comes in to rob you, you just say, take what you need, because you probably need it more than I do, and you will never lift your arm against any man to do him any injury, no matter what he does to you. So that's how we were raised, a kind of pre-hippie hippiness. And so my brothers were conscientious objectors. I got drafted, which I've told before on this thing, because the draft board in Santa Barbara said, I'm not going to let another Hoffman get out of the war, right to my face. They classified me 1A, but then the lottery saved my life, which was bizarre. And so, but in any case, Veterans Day is complicated because, of course, many people join the Army because it's their only way to find financial security or to get a higher education or any of those many things that many other Americans take for granted. So it in a way, that way it makes sense. But in another way, I kind of agree with this singer about Veterans Day.
Yeah. What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
What?
Listen to me. Oh, I despise, 'cause it means destruction of this life. One means tears to thousands of mothers.
So And this has been very election specific because, of course, Trump vowed to use the military against any American citizens who disagree with him. Yes, that's the person who won the election over someone. I wasn't in love with Kamala Harris, but I did like her a lot. And also, she would have saved the world for the next 4 years. That might have been a possibility. Anyway, here's Elvis Costello doing a little meditation on the possibility of peace. It's kind of sad, especially now.
Chamberlain with a condemned stare, but we all cheered wildly. A photograph was taken as he waved a piece of paper in the air. Now the disco machine lives in Munich and we are all friends. And I slip on my Italian dancing shoes as the evening descends. And the bells take their toll once again in a victory chime. And we can thank God that we finally got peace in our time. There's a man going round taking names, no matter who you claim to be. As innocent as babies, a mad dog with rabies, you're still a part of some conspiracy. Meanwhile, there's a light over the ocean, burning brighter than the sun. And a man sits alone in a bar and says, oh God, what have we done? And the bells take their toll once again in a victory chime. And we can thank God that we finally got peace in our time. Bonfire upon every hilltop in the land. Just another tiny island invaded when he's got the whole world in his hands. And the heavyweight champion fights in the international propaganda Star Wars. There's already one spaceman in the White House. What you want another one for? And the bells take their toll once again in a victory chime. We can thank God that we finally got peace in our time.
Take a little break from hectoring and celebrate some more birthdays, because that's what we're here for, to celebrate the wonderful music that's in the world. And so we're going to celebrate the birthday of Phil May, born Philip Dennis Arthur Wadey, later to be Katner, and later to be May. He was born on 9th of November, 1944, and he lived till May 15th, 2020. Pretty good. He was born in Dartford, Kent, and was raised by his aunt and uncle, hence the surname change in childhood. And then he was sent to live with his mom and his stepdad, hence the next surname change. And then he later changed it back to his real name, May. And that's all they have in the early years for Phil May. They just talk about his name change. Anyway, he formed the Pretty Things at Sidcup Art College, and they spell art with an E at the end because it's very British, you know, in 1963 with guitarist Dick Taylor, who was an early cast-off from the Rolling Stones. So that's some pretty good gossip. But in any case, he was in the Pretty Things. Where is it? They say it here. He stayed in the Pretty Things until 2018. So they went on and off tours for a long time, and they didn't release new albums all that time, but it was basically his whole life he was in the Pretty Things. And that one declaration he made of political nature in the UK, which you will love, was in the middle of the, you know, the Beatles controversy over their long hair. Phil famously claimed, and I quote, "I have the longest hair in Britain," which was thought of as countercultural at the time. So let's listen to some songs by the beautiful voice of Phil May in The Pretty Things, and this will be some wonderful music that we can all enjoy. And I'm sorry that record started off slowly. The DJ who's at night on Saturday nights before me likes to play with the speed of the records, and I forget to check sometimes. He must be on LSD, which is a Pretty thing song.
Just wanna roll. I tell you, man, don't wanna hold. I want around, feet off the ground. I need to go from town to town. I say I think this life is grand. Say I dig it, man. Don't bring me down, man. Don't bring me down. I met this shit other day, and then to me, she says she stayed. I got this bad, just like a cave. And then we had a little rave, and then I've eat her on the ground. My head is spinning round. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down. Someone new, and then to him I won't betray. I had a purse and pearls of fame. I even buy a wedding ring. But until then, I says I am. I say I dig it, man. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down. But until then.
Sorrow is born. SF Sorrow is born.
Okay, I got so excited about Phil May, I forgot the station identification moment that was at the top of the hour. So I'll do it right now. My name is Christian Hoffman. The show is Pepperland Spice Rack. And the station is your favorite station in the universe, the cyberverse, or any verse you choose. And it's called www.luxuriamusic.com. And we are listener-sponsored radio, just like those old-fashioned public radio stations you might remember from days of yore. And that means the only way we stay on the air is through your donations. And so if you care to go to our website, again, www.luxurymusic.com, there's loads and loads of albums and other premiums that are donated by the DJs. There's also buttons and t-shirts and bags and all sorts of crazy stuff with Luxuria logos on them. There's loads of stuff that we've all donated as well. So if you go check out the premiums, you can buy it for less than on Discogs or Etsy or eBay, and you will keep us on the air. Or otherwise, if you feel like it, you can just make a little donation directly to us without even purchasing anything. So I hope you will do that and keep us on the air for another year, and so we can survive the Trump years and listen to great music together that whole time. And now let's listen to some more Phil May in the Pretty Things. The band he was in from like 1963 to 2018.
When I'm unhappy and in my eyes things are bad, I just have to close them all and suddenly I'm glad. Walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not I never worry cause I never get the time. You sweep our thoughts away when you cross my mind. Walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not free. At night, you're walking through my dreams at night.
walking through my dreams and I'm not seeing.
Lift my sleepy head in case the vision goes. Here in purple velvet, now where time and motion slows.
Walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not seeing. You're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not
the big town without stopping. You play the game of remaining the same without changing. Been a hard way of living, but it wouldn't seem so bad. Been a hard way of living, and you know it only makes me sad. They see you and love you without knowing what your name is. It might be one day or 2 days, but never for always. It's been a hard way of living, and it wouldn't seem so bad. It's been a hard way of living, but you know what only makes me sad. Yes, it's over. Yes, it's over. You know it's over. Don't you know it's over? This is now over. Believe
me. Oakley Dokley, well, I have a lot of Pretty Things CDs and I brought them. And I thought, finally, I don't have to drag all the albums and 45s with me. And then the next one didn't work. And then I put in another one and it didn't work either. So I'm going to switch back to post-election trauma for one song. And of course, you know, since it's my show, I can play a song that I wrote. It's something I wrote during a previous election, but it seems to ring even truer to this one. I didn't believe in evil. Now I do.
All the best lies, all the memory knows about you. crush with this new lead foot ballet.
It's easy to be a prophet. Wheezing through your tracheotomy, smirk and play the card of sodomy. Isn't that what Trump just did when in his last campaign speech with the veil? He decided to go down really hard on trans people and not go down in that way. In any case, we're going to move on to another birthday boy. His name is Mr. Johnny Rivers, and I didn't have enough time to write down all of these incredibly lengthy bios because there's so many birthdays, and also I'm upset about the election, of course, so I'm kind of mentally damaged. But in any case, Johnny Rivers was born November 7th, 1942. He was born John Henry Ramistella. I love that last name, in New York City. And he made a career out of playing cover versions of lots of other people's songs. And he did, you know, he progressed from sort of middlebrow rock and pop into some sort of light psychedelia, and lots of his records are really good, and he's a great singer, and he played at the Whiskey A Go-Go all the time, and I'm just going to play a couple songs by him. Happy birthday, Mr. Johnny Rivers, and he's still with us. Maybe a new album will occur.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. Everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. That you find a pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you can give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away.
kissing persuasive lips. The odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They giving you a number and digging away your name.
Now we're going to have a little birthday tribute to one Mr. Screaming Lord Such, because we need to do a lot of screaming right now. So in any case, Screaming Lord Such was actually born David Edward Such. Such is a real name in England. November 10th, 1940. Unfortunately, he left us on June 16th, 1999. His dad was a policeman who was killed in a car crash when Such was only 10 months old. He lived with his single mom for 15 years, and then he just left home and found work as a window cleaner. That's a kind of wild story. Hey, Mom, I'm 15. I'm leaving. And so he obviously was inspired by Screaming Jay Hawkins and was an inspiration for Arthur Brown and Alice Cooper. With his horror-themed stage show in 1963, he took over. This is the best part, and this is also kind of about today. In 1963, he took over an old army fort, which was called, and I'm not making this up, the army fort was called Shivering Sands, and he didn't rename it that. That was the name of it. And he started the radio show, and it was called Radio Such. And the radio show that he had varied between live readings of Lady Chatterley's Lover, and then songs by his friends and himself. And then he was very political, and he named himself as a candidate for Parliament in 1963 as a member of the National Teenager Party. And then he just kept doing that every year afterwards, and there's so much more. But unfortunately, he had a very long history of depression, and he killed himself by hanging himself in 1999. And I hope that none of us do that during the Trump administration, because we need to live and make Trump really uncomfortable. So here's some screaming.
I'm gonna scream and scream again. I'm gonna scream again. I'm gonna scream with my baby. I'm gonna scream through the night. I'm gonna scream with my honey. When I squeeze her tight, I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. When I scream, gonna scream again. Through the daytime, gonna scream right through the night. Gonna scream with my baby. When I hold her tight, I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. When I feel scream, gonna scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. When I feel scream, gonna scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream. Again, I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. When I scream, gonna scream again.
Monster Rock.
Very jerky, you can do it very stiff. Do it in a coffin, you can do it in a lift.
Hey monster, monster rock. I said a hey monster, monster rock. I said a hey monster, monster rock. Everybody's doing the monster rock.
You can do it very clean, you can do it very dirty. Do it when you're young, you can do it when you're 30.
Hey monster, monster rock. I said a hey monster, monster rock. I said a hey monster, monster rock. Everybody's doing the monster rock.
Monster rock, I said, hey monster, monster rock. I said, hey monster, monster rock. I said, hey monster, monster rock. Everybody's doing the monster rock.
Oh. Okay, and now here's another little song by our current president, who's, you know, the drill baby drill president, because he's in denial of climate change and everything else that actually is according to science. I'm going to go to something kind of new wavy for this.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have another really quickie tribute to another singer who was born this week, and it's impossible to do justice to her in this very brief time, especially because I have two other birthdays to get to, and I have to play some more, like, whining about the current election status. But in any case, her name is Joni Mitchell. You may have heard of her. And she was born Roberta Joan Anderson, November 7th in 1943. She was born in Canada. We always used to call her a Canuck because we were really mean as children. And as most bios remind us, she bridged the gap between the admirable folk singer protest movement into the singer-songwriter movement, which actually she made that not embarrassing or cringy because her songs are so amazing and wonderful. She's a huge part of my life as a record purchaser. But also, I just, since everybody knows everything about her already, and she's still alive and she's still performing, and in fact, she just performed at the, was it the Hollywood Bowl? But she had a curious relationship with a certain cultural movement that you may have once heard of. And if I find the right page, I'll tell you about it. Here it is. Okay, I'll try and get through this really quick because it's going to be as long as one of her songs. She had an interesting relationship with blackface. You can wiki it. In 1976, she went to a Halloween party in blackface as a character named Art Nouveau. And on Don Juan's Reckless Daughter in 1977, she was on the cover in blackface. And she experimented with it again in 1980, 1982, and 1988. Yet, the odd thing about it, and she did it in a video where she was sitting in the gutter as a poor black person, and it was a poor black man. But the odd thing about it is that her career survived because she did have, she was part of protest movement, she was part of the liberal movement, she was against racism and all these other demonstrative ways. But she felt a little comfortable doing things that were, would be perceived as rather untoward in this historical moment. Also, my other Joni story, well, there's two of them really quick. Once when I saw her coming out of the Tropicana Hotel at that the restaurant that was there, I lay down in front of her car until someone took a picture of me, and she was screaming and crying, but she couldn't get out of the parking lot until I stood up. But then later on, I met her because my friend Rocky Shank was taking photos of her, and we went to the West Hollywood Halloween Parade together, so I got to spend a whole evening with her and about 2 million fags and me, and Joni Mitchell and Rocky Shank, and it was really fun. So on that story, I think that this song is appropriately titled Twisted.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than live. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along that he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not, don't know. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined when out of his sight to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts, no more ifs, or ands, or buts. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening, I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant to be. Now I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I got into the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to now. Do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all laughed at angry young men. They all laughed at Edison and also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the idiomatic logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane. Oh, they used to laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
What, no driver on the top?
Man, the chick is twisted, crazy, oop shooby, here flip city.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead, because I have got a thing that's unique and new. To prove it, I'll have the last laugh on you, cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.
And here's a little song that's topical for this week, sadly so. Let's see how many people in America chose the drum instead of the fiddle.
And so once again, my dear Johnny, my dear friend, and so once again, you are fighting us all. And when I ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry, and I follow, my friend. How did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say I have turned like the enemies you've earned, but I can remember all the good things you are. And so I ask you please, can I help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, what time is this to trade the handshake for the fist? And so once again, oh, America, my friend. And so once again, you are fighting us all. And when we ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry, and we follow, my friend. How did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say we have turned like the enemies you've earned, but we can remember all the good things you are. And so we ask you please, can we help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, we have all come to fear the beating of your drum.
So that was a chipper little song with her glorious singing voice and how affect-free she was to say about the tragedy. And in any case, I'm going to move on to another birthday. But the birthday is, this is called Friend Rock, and you've heard me do it before. So this birthday is for a dear friend of mine named Abby Travis. She has a bunch of albums out, and she worked with Red Cross on a really fun movie and did all this crazy stuff. She was born on November 10th, 1969. But I happened to co-produce and even co-write a couple songs on one of her albums called Cutthroat Standards and Black Pop. So I'm going to play a little cut from that that is kind of topical again, because we're in a topical moment. And I promise I won't be so topical next week. Of course, promises are made to be broken. But here's a wonderful Abby Travis song called Sometimes I Wish I Had a Gun. Is this the time?
Sometimes I wish I had a gun, so you and I could be alone. You'd be my hostage for a day, and you'd do just what I'd say. I'd point it at your arms, and I'd make you wrap around me. I'd point it at your lips, and I'd make you say you need me. I'd point it at your eyes, and you'd give that look of love, and wouldn't we be happy? Sometimes I wish I had a gun, 'cause competition isn't fun. I'd point it at those other girls, and we'd see how fast they run. Yeah. I'd point it at your arms, and I'd make you wrap 'em round.
Sometimes I wish I had a gun. Sometimes I wish I had a gun. Sometimes I wish I had a gun. Sometimes I wish I had a gun.
Yes, she did whisper, shoot your goddamn nuts right off, which is a lovely Abby Travis notion. Here's another wonderful song. It's about the previous month, but it's still great.
And after you have delivered the message,
that's Kid Congo.
Remember nothing, nothing.
Something in
So happy birthday, dear Abby. And she's still running around and making music. And she has a new video on YouTube that you can look for under the name Abby Travis. It's a song that hasn't been released as far as I know. I do know how to steal stuff from YouTube, though. I do it all the time, but I didn't get it in time for this show. And now we're going to play a couple birthday songs for one Miss Alice Bag. You know, Abby Travis, I co-produced that record and played the piano. On these Alice Bag songs, I only played the piano. So it's called Friend Rock, but I love her. And she was born November 7th, 1958. And here's some birthday tributes to my little friend Alice Bag. How about this?
He said he was sorry. He always says that. I really believe him this time.
Yeah.
a little more piano playing by me on a song called White Justice by Alice Bag. More important now than ever. Hard Truths from Alice Bag. And now we have a little bit of time before the show's over. And the one thing I want everyone to commit to is to stick with your community, have a wonderful time, make beautiful music, cook delicious food, try and do something nice every day. And then you might not have to listen to this song. We stop, stare at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasies as this guy from Hair goes off to be killed in a war that he did not start.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new told lies with supreme visions of lonely tunes. Somewhere
inside something there is a rush.